When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Still yeah. Take rather that chance.
But that's your that's your bad decision that you
on
made.
On a $5 blackjack table, you now you're split tens and freaking go for now you
well,
have
I will split tens in a blackjack tournament. That's
if
the only time.
If you're playing like a whatever, like a what's the lowest amount that counts as a big money table? Like $50 a hand or something?
25
like that?
A hand to me 25 is big
a
money.
Hand. Yeah. Like at that point I can understand everyone at the table.
People don't sit at $25 tables not knowing how to play blackjack.
Yeah.
People will sit at
but
$5
you're
tables
also,
not knowing how to play.
But you're there's also, nothing wrong with instead, that. Like, at a $5 blackjack table, you're going from $5 to $10.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not going to do that and go from $25 to $50 on a
right.
ton of bets.
Right,
so,
yeah, right,
right. You know. But I also think, I was just saying, like, you know, I play $5 blackjack tables because I don't want to lose much money. I'm not very good at it.
You're also not going in there trying
but
to
I also don't want to irritate other people that take it seriously. Like, yeah. I don't, like, if you're at a $5 blackjack table.
Playing
then,
for fun.
Then you're not, you have no ground to be a dickhead. Like, if you're at a $50 a hand, whatever, and somebody's out there not knowing what they're doing, then I guess you can be like that. But at a $5 table, like, you're going to get people that don't know what they're doing, and that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing more irritating than, like, the condescending gambler.
It's yeah, like, and even
from seat one, yelling at seat five.
If I'm a millionaire,
shouldn't have hit that one.
If I'm a millionaire and I want to go sit down at a $50 blackjack table and split tens, and I'm a fucking split tens, and nobody's going to have anything to say about it.
That's
or they're going to have stuff to say about
that's
it.
That's true.
It's
also,
called gambling
yeah,
for a reason. Maybe I just took a card that would have benefited the dealer. Also,
yeah,
you know, both of those things are very possible.
Yeah,
it's also like if you were so fucking good at gambling and so smart to be this condescending to me, then you'd probably be rich.
Yeah.
And not here.
And not at a $5 table.
Yeah. Yeah. Not at this fucking or shitty even, casino that I'm at so we can drink for free. Because that's the reason really we're playing $5 hands.
Yeah.
So we can get free drinks. So go fuck yourself and let me play blackjack the way that I want.
I love going. I used to leave my bartending gig and I'd start with 100. Buy in for 100, you can play for a long time on a $5 blackjack table. I'd go to the casino like on the regular. I would have 12-hour freaking blackjack.
What casino is this?
Harrah's, Horseshoe, freaking Isle of Capri. There's six casinos in Shreveport-Bossier.
Oh, when you live, okay, in Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
You thought he meant here?
I was like, where are you going?
You leave Truist and
head up to fucking Harrah's in Cherokee?
And I've never been there.
It's nice.
Some basement in Buford Highway.
Nice. Yeah. You know, Harrah's Cherokee is nice. I've never been to the one in Murphy. I've driven by it. Looks nice, too. Yeah. But the one in Cherokee is like, you know, we went to a concert there. They got a nice concert venue and all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, they do
a
lot more of that type of stuff.
Like, nice. The only non-cruise casino I've played at in the U.S. was Seminole Hard Rock outside Tampa. I've played at Atlantis in the Bahamas and Seminole.
Never been to like Harrah's in New Orleans?
No. Oh, you know what? I have been to Harrah's in New Orleans.
Love that place,
I have been
too.
To Harrah's in New Orleans. I forgot. I was there covering. It was either Sugar Bowl or Final Four or BCS title game at the time.
We went to a bunch of them when I did my bachelor party in Vegas. So we went to a bunch of casinos there, and they're.
Well, I played in Biloxi too.
They're fun. They're all fun.
The Beau Rivage in
Biloxi as an adult.
There's a Waffle House across the street. It was great.
Nice.
There are
all the nice restaurants at like a nice resort, and we went to the Waffle House every day.
So Abe, you're both a dog owner,
yes,
and a runner. But if you own a dog, you have to go out and take him out for walks. Well, you have a backyard, so you don't necessarily have to take Boone for walks. Do you?
Well, but he needs more than that.
Yeah, he's got a
so
big...
So you do.
But, like, my sister has dogs, and we don't have yards.
All right, so
and she like either, takes the so, shortest walk.
Okay,
possible.
So when I take Olivia to school this morning, it's 7:30, 7:40. It's like 40 degrees outside.
It was
pretty
not
cold
that
this morning.
Warm
yeah.
out.
It's pretty
35
cold.
Degrees.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
Cold matters.
Yeah, 31 when I
35 degrees outside. All right. When you take Chipper or Boone for a walk when it's 35 degrees outside, do you ever put them in sweaters or would you put them in a blanket sweater to protect your dog who's covered in fur from being cold?
I will put Boone in a jacket if it's really cold. Boone's got short hair.
Yeah, and Chipper's like,
a fucking
Chipper's
husky.
Built for the cold, so she's not. I'm not worried about her. She's not gonna yeah. get cold.
Yeah, she's a snow dog.
Like we lived in Cleveland.
Like your dog wants to be in the snow.
Yeah, like
not
we lived
just
in 35 Cleveland.
Degree ambient temperature.
But 35's good.
Boone gets cold as shit. So yeah, and I'll put him in a. He's got.
This was a.
He's got some flannel.
This was a German Shepherd looking dog.
No, they
but
got
it was
a lot of
hair. It was as a, it was of some age. You
okay.
kind of tell it was an older dog. But it's, I mean, this dog was just in this freaking blanket like vest thing, and I'm like.
I will put
35 degrees to a dog. It's not really that cold.
Yeah.
Not
a double coated.
It was a big ass freaking like jacket though. I don't know that dog needs that. That's what the fur is for.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a really hairy dog, like a thick hairy dog, this is your favorite time of year here. Like,
yeah.
Summer's tough.
Like summer sucks
yeah,
for you.
Summer's tough when, you know, you're supposed to live in fucking the tundra.
Yeah.
You live in
the Atlanta. Only thing I'll put on Chipper's a raincoat.
All right.
And but she that's not even for her. That's for me and my ability to keep my house because she'll just,
yeah, because huskies are also their
she'll
coat
stay
is
wet
very
for
much
5 hours.
Right.
Because right. her hair absorbs.
Yeah, she'll stay wet.
Because huskies have a coat that is, you know,
well, I mean, top coat and an
snow
undercoat.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? So
but yeah, no, I'll put a jacket on, boo.
But if you can tell that he's cold, I guess that's okay. It's just, it's 35 degrees, which to a human, that's pretty freaking cold. And then 32 degrees is freezing.
Now, if we're
but
going
is it
for
really
like,
that cold to a dog?
If we're going for a run, I wouldn't.
Oh, probably,
because
yeah.
then he's,
probably
you know, suffering. Then, he, then he's, hot. He's hot. But
he's not really gaining or losing heat from his fur anyways.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's
like
never.
What I wouldn't want to do, and I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way, but like what I wouldn't want to do in that instance is definitely don't have your dog wear like the boots or something where heat can't escape his paws.
Oh yeah, no, he's never had a problem with
yeah.
cold while running. It's like you know, like we go up to Blue Ridge for that the Christmas parade, and it's night, and we're standing there for like an hour on the sidewalk and all that, so. We'll bundle them up for that one.
Right.
So, we went on a long walk yesterday because Ashley took Lily to ballet. So, and Jack wasn't feeling very good. So I just bundled him up and put him in his stroller. And me and Boone and him walked for like an hour. It was great.
So I know the Christmas decorations
like
have been out at your house. They're starting to show up at my house too. Like Tara's taking shit out of boxes. Hell, Christmas is like 2 weeks away, which is kind of crazy.
But you just moved, so like it may
yeah.
have been easier
so
to
only
find
we have,
previously.
Which is shit in boxes that's everyday shit, but now we have a bunch of Christmas shit.
Tara, can we unbox the stuff we actually need, not the fucking?
So are y'all? And what I started to notice that she's putting up is so are y'all colorful light people or are you white light people?
Both. Inside. Almost exclusively white lights.
Okay, I like
that's
that.
That's because that's what you prefer, or that's just what Ashley prefers, and that's what she's prefer.
That's what
or
I prefer. I prefer white lights on the tree, like the garland,
yeah,
all the stuff we have.
Force everyone else to view the eyesore. We get the nice white light.
But then...
Do you think that the white... See, I see it the other way around. I'm a colorful light person.
Okay.
Just because I think they're happier.
Now, on the gutters around the edge of the house, big bulb, colorful.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So I like colorful lights inside, white light, like icicles outside.
Yeah, okay.
Just
well,
it looks
the,
like
the other
snow,
thing is
snowy icicles.
Yeah.
If you're going to have color lights inside, just my opinion, it needs to be constantly on,
not
the
blinking.
Ones that are blinking or
yeah.
doing
oh, yeah,
some
no,
weird
yeah.
design bit.
There's
like,
no blink.
If it's going to be on, let it be on, but like, yeah, you can't have it changing colors.
Nothing is allowed to blink.
Like, that's a little too much
now,
inside.
I've always been anti-colorful lights on the tree until we got this fake tree last
that came
year from Costco. And it's pre-colored
lights.
Yeah,
and so it's got nine
yeah,
settings.
Yeah.
Settings.
But the colored full lights on this tree are actually kind of nice. Like, I don't know, something different about the tone or whatever. I don't yeah. know. But it looks good. So like,
I think they look great, too, like colorful lights on
I don't
tree.
Care yeah. if we have colorful lights on this tree. Now, it's not
as
a real
as
tree.
As long as the lights aren't dancing, you're good.
I've
yeah,
always
and if it's on a tree, they can kind of dance, but not all
too
day.
Much.
Because you
too
see
much.
The shadows everywhere.
Yeah, it's too
and
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm on the gutters around the, you know, around the whole eve of the house. I think because my grandparents did it.
I think that if I had to choose one or the other, both front and inside, outside, it would be colorful lights all day long. I just like colorful lights to me. I was against...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christmas lights until I moved into my condo in Smyrna and had the kids over, and you know, I'm like, all right, I guess we can try to make the place more festive. Someone got a bunch of Christmassy inside shit, put it all around my house. I was like, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah, it's so nice. Yeah.
To the point where I have a strand of colorful lights, one strand, it's about 8 feet long, that mm-hmm. I had on my mantle underneath my TV that's mounted. I kept it there all year long. It just burned out last year, and I replaced it yesterday with a new strand of colorful lights.
So Ashley has all these great little like strand. They're not like holiday lights. They're like these little strands of lights that have like little gold balls kind of with white lights on the inside. And for Christmas, she'll put it like inside the garland and stuff and it looks nice. But then, you know, in the fall, she'll put it behind all the fall decorations she has and it looks fine. And like in the summertime, it even looks good with whatever the summer. She has different, like all of our mantles and stuff are decorated seasonally, which is great. Like it's really warm and homey and all. Yeah. I would never do it. Like if I lived there by myself, God knows what would be on the mantles. Bobbleheads probably. But because she is a woman with taste, it's great.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it so much that I went looking for, okay, when do you really have to take Christmas lights down? And I adopted the philosophy of the 12 days of Christmas, because that doesn't start till Christmas Day. So you basically get 2 weeks after Christmas before you have to take your lights down.
Yeah, we normally New Year's Day. It's normally the...
So that's a week.
Just because it's not really like a hard rule. It's just like that's kind of the last day that I'm going to have to do it.
Off work.
You know? Yeah, exactly.